Canmore's Dave Bateman joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I understand you just got back from some time in Europe where you were working with Syrian refugees. Where were you and how long were you there?
Well, I was there from mid-November to mid-December, so for a four-week period, just outside a nice town called Erding, which is about 45 minutes from Munich. And it was, I guess you could say, a refugee camp, but they prefer to call it a welcome center for Syrian refugees and others that were coming over the border from Austria.
We see it in the news all the time, you know, people fleeing the conflict in Syria, trying to find a place for themselves in Europe and other countries around the world. But you actually got to experience it firsthand. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I've been out on a number of missions, so this is a little different because it was in a European country. But I can tell you that seeing all the different families and partial families coming through, it was very stressful in the sense for us working because we were processing about 600 to 1,000 people a day. But nothing compared to the stress that these people have been going through, traveling for 4 to 8 weeks, not knowing where they're going, not speaking the language, arriving with perhaps just a child's school pack with their belongings.
The fact that they're still, you know, very much in transition, I'd imagine, there. But was there some sense of relief that they'd finally got to this destination?
I think there was. The thing is that once they get into the country, they are allowed to apply for refugee status. And I think that's a very good thing because so many times people are in refugee camps for long, long periods of time. And this was sort of expedited, I think, you know, in light of the large number of refugees. So it was a very relieving, I think, for us working, the Red Cross, as well as the refugees themselves.
We hear a lot of stories as well about, you know, families being separated on the journey and trying to find a place to get together again. Did you see any of those reunification stories?
Yeah, you know, very often when I go out, because I'm a nurse, focus on the medical aspect of things, but the psychosocial here was a lot different because, you know, people are stressed because they're moving, they've left the country that they love, and there were quite a few cases where individuals were coming off the buses, perhaps young children, unaccompanied minors, wives, mums with their children, and they had a family member perhaps in Hamburg or somewhere else in Germany or sometimes even another country. And a lot of the work was just reuniting families. One story in particular, we had a father show up at the camp that had traveled a long distance to, he hadn't seen his wife and kids for probably about 6 months. And you're always not sure, you know, you want to make sure that you're doing a proper reunification. But when you see two children run away from their mom and jump up on their dad and he gives them a great big hug, you realize that this is such a happy time for the family, you know.
What did you get out of the experience?
It's just a good experience to see people coming through so happy to be given a chance to start a new life or to be someplace until things get better in their homeland and they can go back. The Red Cross is like a great big family, so there were many delegates from other European countries there. I'm used to going to disasters, so to speak, to work, and this, of course, was a different type of mission. But you really see the results of the work that everybody is doing. Just seeing people so happy to finally be welcome somewhere and have a chance to start a new life.
Does this kind of work give you a different perspective on your life here in Canmore?
It's funny because I've got two sons. And, you know, when you come home, you really get a new appreciation for the life that we are so fortunate to have in Canada. And I remember one day working in the medical tent and there were two young boys that came through, probably around 15 and 17, and I've got 18 and 20-year-old sons. I remember thinking to myself that night, how would my sons fare if they were given a backpack and $10 and were told to travel for 2 months into a, you know, a foreign land, didn't speak the language? Then I realized we're humans and you do what you need to do to survive. And it's just fortunate that we have such a good humanitarian community that's willing to help and make it possible for people. So yes, it does affect you on a number of different levels.
Canmore's Dave Bateman back from Germany where he was working to support Syrian refugees with the Canadian Red Cross. Thanks for chatting with me today and sharing your stories.
Not a problem at all, Rob.